rock on! Italy has had their first rehearsal here at Eurovision 2021. Måneskin, my goodness, they are expensive, they are lit, they are shirtless, they are sensual, and we have to talk about it. Are you ready? Let's do this! You know what? They're a big act in Italy for a reason, Suzanne. They know how to put on live shows, and they very much put on a live show today. The colors here were gray with white lights. There were silhouettes of people rocking out in the background, huge floor to ceiling, and then you had the lead singer shirtless, a little sweaty, very sensual. You had the women...
Oh, baby.
Yes, yes. Many people were saying, oh, baby, indeed. Mm. The female guitarist, I love it. They're the ones covered up, so the man is exposed and the women are more covered. I like the kind of invert of what you normally see in show business. I thought that was very clever. And the women are just rocking out. It's like they're all in a world of their own. Now, obviously they were not doing drugs before. This is not what I'm saying. But there's this spaced out quality, which is very rock music, where a singer, there's an illusion that a singer could be in their own chemically induced world.
So as the song opens up, the lead singer, he walks out, he kind of walks around the stage, and then he comes center stage. He is wearing shiny blackish pants, no shirt. Like, y'all, you probably can't even see that. I drew his six pack on there. I drew his bicep muscles on there. I drew his tattoos. He's just incredibly yummy to look at. He's got on a very thin scarf that goes around the neck. It hangs on the sides.
Is he in suspenders?
So it's not suspenders. It's this thin scarf around the neck that just kind of hangs. And what I love the most is at the end there's this dead drop, right? Mm. Like he falls onto the ground. I even drew the dead drop, okay? Do you see?
Now, this is not a RuPaul's Drag Race death drop. This is a much more I've had too much to drink and fallen death drop.
It's a very dramatic death drop. Now, Victoria, I tried to draw Victoria's suit also. Victoria, I did not do her justice, but she is wearing a somewhat masculine, wide-legged pantsuit. As the song opens up, one of my favorite things, it looks as though there are just icicles coming from the ceiling. They're just all the way from ceiling almost to floor, and it's like he kind of walks through avoiding the different icicles. And there are a couple of lighting changes, but it ends in gray and white with the stairs in the background. Incredibly dramatic. OMG. I want to hear it again and again and again. I want to look at him again and again and again.
It felt expensive. It felt like you were at a real rock concert in the VIP booth. How would you compare this to Finland's Blind Channel? Which performance did you prefer?
That's really tough. I like them both.
I need an answer. We can't sit on a fence. The fence is sharp. It will hurt you. I need an answer.
So Blind Channel's performance. Ducky Doo says, I like Italy.
Girl.
Ducky Doo is our friend from the student hotel. Ducky Doo preferred Italy's performance.
But what about Suzanne Adams?
So I was trying to answer without answering because I really liked them both, but Blind Channel was like in my top five when I got here. So the reality is, and I've mentioned this several times, it's interesting to watch the original Eurovision videos and then to see how the staging changes. So I felt like Blind Channel stayed very similar to what it was, which is not a bad thing. And there are folks out there who will never have seen it before the evening.
Suzanne, I need an answer. Do you prefer Italy or Finland?
Måneskin changed it, and it was just very dark and black and white and sexy. Måneskin.
Interesting. The staging is very different from San Remo. They've gone from red and black to kind of white and gray, monochrome silver.
And it serves them well.
It does serve them well. I think going shirtless makes them more eye-catching. But I think, I don't know. It is tough. It is tough. I'd probably go with Finland because the song is more melodic to me.
I like the song better, but the staging really did it for me in Måneskin.
All right. Do you think Italy could win?
I think they're going to qualify.
They're an automatic qualifier. All right.
How do I always get this?
In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for Italy's Måneskin? Do you think they could come top five? I think they are still in the race for a top five position. That staging was excellent. Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, tune into the live stream, the trolling, making fun of me. It makes my day. It's okay.
And we will see you later. Bye.